Welcome to New World Notes, a series that explores the gap between the America we want and the America they're trying to make us settle for, and how we the people can reestablish our commonwealth and reclaim our democracy. Edited by yours truly, Kenneth Doust. Welcome to New World Notes' annual Christmas show. Or maybe first annual Christmas show. Last year at this time, the show celebrated the recently deceased journalist from Austin, Texas, Molly Ivins. A year later, Molly remains as dead as ever, and her shrewd insights and humor are missed more than ever. Sleep in heavenly peace, Molly. God knows you've earned the right. Unsurprisingly, the shrewder observers of life in these United States have been those on the margins. I felt I've belonged in that category, on the margins, most of my life, though I won't include myself in the shrewder observers category. Being a left liberal in Texas kept Molly Ivins on the margins for many decades, and the world is a better place for it, though it made Molly's life no easier. Judaism is on the margins of American culture today, and so is any sort of sincere Christianity. After choosing two Christmas songs for this episode, I realized that at least 67% of the named recording artists involved were Jewish. I have no idea what culture or religion gave us Paul Simon, but I believe that both Art Garfunkel and Stan Freberg are Jews. So were most early Christians, for that matter, among them Jesus Christ and disciples. Chew on that one for a while. Do you know what Christ means? If so, congrats, you're on the margin too. When I was a child learning about higher things in the basement Sunday school of Norwood Methodist Church, I inferred that it was his last name. Jesus, son of Joseph and Mary Christ. Years afterwards, I didn't know what the hell the term meant. Decades afterwards, I found out that Christ meant messenger of God, or divinely inspired prophet. Within this past year, I heard from a reliable source that Arab Muslims, referring to this same Jesus of Nazareth, often attach the epithet Christ. I think that the average Muslim thinks of Jesus as more of a holy man than the average Christian does. Seriously. So much for the so-called clash of civilizations that the American Christian and Jewish warmongers are promoting. And how many of us attach the honorific the prophet before the name Mohammed, or follow his name with peace be upon him, as is customary in much of the Muslim world? Why not? In my book, at least as much good in the world has been done in the name of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and no more harm than has been done in the name of Jesus H. Christ of Nazareth, occupied Palestine, Greater Israel. In any case, we hear some great Christmas music from the likes of Simon and Garfunkel and Stan Freberg. Before we hear either, and this is not like me at all, but before we do either, let's commemorate a couple of anniversaries this Christmas season. Just over 5 years ago, right after the November 2004 elections, the United States military drenched the city of Fallujah, Iraq, in the blood of innocent men, women, and children. By my count, many of the victims died of at least three war crimes committed simultaneously by our brave fighting men and women. These were attacking children, refusing to let civilians flee a war zone, and refusing to accept surrender of any man of military age. We also sent military snipers to positions overlooking hospitals and ordered them to kill anybody seeking medical treatment for their injuries. We also destroyed ambulances with rockets as they drove gravely injured civilians to the same hospitals. That's why I'm proud to be a Christian and proud to be an American. I'm sure Jesus H. Christ would have done the same himself. Incidentally, I'm not blaming the privates first class who pulled the triggers. In my book, the warm spot in hell is reserved for those who ordered them to. Well, we'll hear more of this historic event afterwards, but first, here's the at least 50% Jewish Simon and Garfunkel, with their fine, fine 1965 version of Silent Night.
Opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
I don't know. My own feeling is that if you can listen to that song without crying, either you weren't there at the time, which obviously is not your fault, or else it's time to call your shrink and tell him you need to cut your daily dose of Wellbutrin in half. In what I think is her latest album, Dump the Bosses Off Your Back, the wonderful lefty folk singer Ann Feeney recorded a gorgeous homage to Simon and Garfunkel's Christmas hit. Ann's song is called Business News / Hallelujah I'm a Bum. I knew Ann back when she was just some anonymous, though way cool, law student. Back in Pittsburgh, about 1975, we lost touch. 30-some years later, I found that she was an established singing and recording artist. I sent her an email praising her wonderful homage to Simon Garfunkel's Silent Night / 6 o'clock news. She replied that she was delighted that somebody was old enough to catch the reference. Her recording engineer had tried to talk her out of ruining, quote-unquote, a great song. Ultimately, he did a fine job as the newscaster's voice in this beautiful song of Anne's. You can hear it if you missed it. Just go to this show's webpage and look for the link to our Labor Day musical special. Anne's Business News / Hallelujah I'm a Bum is one of the 6 songs played on that Labor Day show, and the 5 others aren't half bad either. That's http://newworldnotes.blogspot.com. I have to say that Ann Feeney was the only law student my first wife and I ever went skinny dipping with, and the lunch she served afterwards was lovely as well. What can I say, except that if we could just bring back the good old days, the world would be a better place. Here's Stan Freeberg.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack?
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
What does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Why, you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires.
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. 'Tis the time for merchandising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Profit never needs a reason, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Get the money, it's the season, fa-la-la-la-la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
For you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy a man and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning.
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
Beautiful. According to my sources, Stan Freberg recorded Green Christmas 52 years ago in 1957. Could you hear the glorious audio fidelity of that recording? Not to mention the very expensive production values with chorus, orchestra, and sound effects galore. Hey kids, that sound at the end was a machine called a cash register. Sort of like a cash drawer, though purely mechanical. The bell sounded every time the drawer holding the cash opened. There were many cigarette ads in this sketch. The carton of cigarettes poking up from Santa's sack, that was real. Chesterfield's, I think. And Tiny Tim roasts hot as a chestnut ought. Of course, that refers to the famous slogan and jingle, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Outstanding! And they are mild. I think that was pell-mell. See what they filled my brain with? Stan Freberg, though famous, was still underappreciated as an artist in the 20th century, which reminds me of the Simon and Garfunkel song we heard beforehand. One of the first news items audible in the TV newscast in that song was a report of the death of stand-up satirist Lenny Bruce. Another fine artist, I think it was Bob Dylan in Subterranean Homesick Blues, though please correct me if I'm wrong. Anyway, a passage I still remembered from that song is, I learned the truth from Lenny Bruce, and all my wealth won't buy me health, and so I smoke a pint of tea a day. Lenny Bruce, Stan Freberg, Bob Dylan, all three of them Jewish by birth and upbringing. What could be more appropriate on the New World Notes Christmas program? Jello Biafra, in one of his fine spoken word monologues, had this advice on what to do if the corporations succeed in silencing every voice in the mass media but their own. He said, look to the artists. And he was right. Not just to the rare artistic geniuses like Picasso, I would say, but to artists of the caliber of Simon and Garfunkel, Stan Freberg, Bob Dylan, and Jello Biafra himself. Let's throw in Tom Lehrer and his modern-day successor, Roy Zimmerman. God bless them all, say I. Speaking of God, at year-end, some will celebrate the first anniversary of the infernal massacre at Gaza, occupied Palestine, Greater Israel. In the name of God, persons styling themselves his chosen people attacked what was already essentially a concentration camp, full of what the perps considered people not entirely human. Attacked them with F-16 fighter planes given to them by the people of the United States, and M-16 rifles given to them by the people of the United States, and white phosphorus bombs, totally illegal for any anti-personnel purpose, given to them by the people of the United States, and Merkava tanks, which the criminals managed to manufacture themselves, only paid for by billions of our tax dollars given to their government by the people of the United States annually. They explicitly targeted hospitals with their bombs. They explicitly targeted water treatment plants They explicitly targeted UN refugee centers with white phosphorus bombs. I have photographs. White phosphorus makes a distinctive pattern of parallel sparks when it explodes. Its flames are almost impossible to extinguish. If any of it touches you, it burns right through your body. Robert Fisk, reporting on an earlier military action, told of children still alive with smoke coming out of their noses, being burned to death inside by flaming white phosphorus. 1,400 men, women, and children in Gaza were killed by the so-called Israel Defense Forces from December 27, 2008 through January 18, 2009. The valiant Israelis suffered something like 12 casualties, at least four of which were friendly fire accidents. They were accidentally killed by their fellow ethnic cleansers. Every drop of blood on the streets and fields of Gaza was spilled there courtesy of our tax dollars. The democracy-loving tribunes of our own House of Representatives and Senate nearly unanimously passed resolutions praising the attacking army for their noble effort of self-defense. 1,400 dead Palestinians, the overwhelming majority of them unarmed, innocent men, women, and children, on the one hand. 12 dead soldiers, none of whom had any right to be in Gaza in the first place, at least four of whom killed by their fellow aggressors, on the other hand. As the Mad Hatter said to the Red Queen, "Now that's glory." I can't go on any longer. There's more, and, as Casey Stengel said, you could look it up. Since this is our annual Christmas show, even though I'm not much of a Christian, I'm going to take the liberty of ending my words with a prayer. May God forgive America, even though we've done nothing to deserve it. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Thanks for listening. One quick correction. I underestimated the number of Israeli soldiers killed in their Gaza rampage. According to Wikipedia, it was not 12. It was 13. New World Notes comes to you from the spacious underground studios of WWUH-FM, a community service of the University of Hartford. New World Notes is available off the air by internet stream podcast or MP3 download at your convenience. There's also a weekly newsletter and a blog. All is free. For more information, start at the blog. We are at http://newworldnotes.blogspot.com. The opinions expressed in this program are mine alone and do not necessarily represent the views of station management, staff, or our gracious host and licensee. Least of all the bipeds pretending to represent the people's interests in the alabaster halls of Congress. Okay, it's marble. And the views expressed here are protected by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Your feedback on this program is most welcome. For this, email kdoust, that's K-D-O-W-S-T, at hotmail.com. From darkest New England, this is Kenneth Doust. Wishing you a good week, promising a show next week that's less of a bummer than this one is, and advising, illegitimi non carborundum, keep the faith and please tune in again.